Hey, Audio Boo, we're going to do a ride on Journey to Imagination.
Yep.
You might find this a bit childish, some of you, but we're going to do it just for the fun of it. Hope you enjoy.
Use imagination, Alex.
Yep.
With your imagination.
Now I've completely lost my train of thought.
No, you haven't. It's over here. All aboard. Woo-hoo! Next stop, imagination. For every sound your ears are hearing, a thousand thoughts can start appearing. And each of us imagines different things. From just a sound, your mind has wings.
Continuing now, if I may, in a calm, scientific, figment-free manner, the things we see with our eyes can control the eyes of the imagination. Let's begin by using the eye chart to test your vision. Now, all together, if you would please read line 3 and hit.
With M-I-G-L-E-N-T, you can see things differently. Sure, you can see with your eyes, but imagine what you could see if you used your imagination. Follow the bouncing figment. One spark of light can light your fancy. Your mind sees more than what your eyes see. Your sense of sight can make your fancy fly.
I say imagination must be captured and controlled.
Nuh-uh. Imagination works best when it's set free. Just turn your imagination loose and anything can happen.
Figment? Figment? Oh, he's gone. Our research shows that smells often trigger the imagination. Especially when pleasant, familiar smells come into play.
Come into play? I love to!
Figment, this is not a good time.
It's always a good time to use your imagination. So let the good times roll! Whoa! You win 1 cent!
Figment, don't! Oh, yeah! Really stinks!
Of course, Doc! The nose knows!
What all the web can send you reeling? What lovely sniff can be appealing? Your mind defines what enters through your nose. That's how you tell a skunk is not a rose.
You know, I'm sorry, but after that big stink in the smell lab, I hesitate to send you into the touch and taste labs. Perhaps I should end my open house right here.
Great idea. We'll go to my open house instead. It's much more fun. Right this way, everybody.
Friedman, what is going on? You're turning this entire open house upside down.
Upside down? Now you're talking. That's the best idea you've had all day.
With just a spark of inspiration, I made my house an innovation. Imagination really found the ground.
Come on in. So, what do you think? Is it me?
More than you can imagine.
But, Doc, it's exactly what I imagine. Imagination is the brain's open house.
You can't beat them. Join them. We all have sparks.
Imagination. That's how our minds create creations.
We set them free and know what they can do.
Both magic sparks from me and you. You see, Doc, I knew you'd get it. Because you got a wonderful imagination.
I do? Oh, yes. Thank you, Fiddler. So, as you can plainly see, imagination works the best when it's set free.
You said it, Doc! Imagination is a blast!
Just coming to the end of the ride now, so hope you enjoyed.
Right at the start of everything.